The families of train passengers kidnapped in March in Nigeria are calling for the release of their relatives after their abductors released a video Sunday threatening to kill some of the remaining 42 hostages and kidnap officials if their demands are not met. Timothy Obuja reports from Abuja, Nigeria.
A demonstration was held at the Ministry of Transportation in Abuja on Monday morning by the relatives of victims still in captivity. The protest was triggered by footage released Sunday by the kidnappers, who were shown mercilessly flogging the captives. The kidnappers also threatened to kill some of the victims and sell the rest if the government did not respond to their demands. They also threatened to abduct Nigerian President Muhammadu Buhari and Kaduna State Governor Nasir El-Rufai. It's not clear what the terrorists' demands are, but the video triggered criticism of the government's inability to rescue the victims. Protesting relatives say they will not relent until authorities free their loved ones from their captors. Timitope Kabiru's husband is among those held.
We are tired of waiting. We don't want a situation where these people will carry out their threat. We need the government to do something, and they should do it now. We are ready to be here for as many days as we can, under rain, under sun.
Experts and families say Nigerian authorities have shown weak political will to secure the release of the victims, but authorities say they are trying to tactically handle the issue without losing innocent civilians to a gun battle with the terrorists. Timothy Obiezu for VOA News, Abuja, Nigeria.